Sound of flow in them town that move right around. Keep on moving, y'all.
Hey, world, look around today, people. Do you see?
Wow.
Do you see what you like? Do you like what you see? You better wake up.
Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, September the 28th, 2014. And we say with Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers, the time is for us to wake up, right the wrongs, transform society, transform the institutions, transform the governments, the constitutions. We must come together. We must lay down the new civilization as a newborn civilization. And we must put to bed the old civilization of death, hell, and destruction. We must cover the earth, the same earth, but we're going to cover the earth and become the city sitting on a hill, become the new civilization of trade and commerce that will be trade and commerce in righteousness. No one will be robbed. No one will be slighted. No one will be denied equal access to the land, wealth, and resources. No one will be denied in the new civilization, the newborn Jerusalem, the new city on the hill. We will all have equal access to the universe. We're like a grain. The grain goes into the earth, dies, and then is reborn and comes to through photosynthesis, grows out of the earth to do what? To give life. See, the whole principle is life. We must give life to one another. We must give life to the babies, life to the children. Further on this definition, see, what word are we looking at? We're looking Is it set? Yeah, set. The throne, we look at the throne was set. The throne was set. This power was made like an infant so that the new civilization could be born and the old civilization buried, done away with. Further on that definition, to be destined, to be appointed. Of the laws to be made and laid down. So now, you and I were destined to be here. You and I are not here on this earth, in this universe, at this time by accident. You and I were alive in time immemorial, in the waters of noon, receiving instruction from the Almighty. We, as the body of Christ, beg the Most High, allow us a body, prepare for us a body that we may go into the earth realm, becoming the Atum, becoming the Christos in flesh, that we may lead captivity captive. That means all those in the prisons and all those in the prison of the system, whether in literal prisons or in spiritual, mental, moral, physical, economical, ecological, political, cultural prison. We said to the Most High, we promised the Most High, give us a body. In that body, we will free and liberate the human family from all the prisons. This is our destiny. This is what we have been appointed and anointed to do. Jeremiah is defined as Jehovah exalts. Yahuwah raises. Yahuwah exalts. So Yahuwah has raised us up and predestined, preordinated, preappointed that we would do the work according to the laws laid down by the Almighty. The laws of life, the laws of truth, the laws of justice, the laws of righteousness. These are the laws of the universe, the laws of love. In the universe, these are the laws that we must operate under. This is our destiny. This is our appointment. Now, on the other side, on the evil side, this has to do with that which lies in the power of the evil one is held in subjection by the devil. So what we're talking about is the satanic civilization. This is the civilization that must be buried, that must be destroyed. See, the Christ is the crusher. Most honorable Elijah Muhammad, you were right all along. You said Christ is the crusher, to crush the wicked, and then further on that, to recreate civilization, to recreate institutions, to recreate constitutions, to recreate government and order. And we become transformed by that power into the power that would transform society and civilization into the new society and the new civilization that will be in accord with the laws of the universe. So we are the power that we must go into the power of the Almighty within ourselves to crush the satanic civilization, to crush the demonic civilization, governments, and institutions. And by the power of Christ within us, as the body of Christ, we will crush the satanic power, bury it dead and gone, and then transform society into the new society, society of truth, justice, and righteousness. The throne was set in heaven, and heaven is Uranus. Let's listen to the pronunciation.
Strong's G 3772, Uranus. Uranus.
Uranus is a masculine noun. It's having to do with the vaulted expanse of the sky, with all things visible in it. Remember the pole seed. Remember the pole seed was in the egg of the universe called Emeya. Remember the Sirius B, the unseen star Sirius B, is the pole seed, was taught to us by the Dogon as being originally encased in the egg of the universe. And then a burst of air coming forth from the egg of Emeya burst the pole seed forth as light and sound, spiraling invisibly, inaudibly. That's your Big Bang. The Big Bang comes when the inaudible sound and the invisible light now becomes boom, audible and visible. And then from this infinitesimal point, light and sound, the pole seed, expands as the visible universe and all visible things within the universe. And the next definition is the universe, the world. Exactly what the ancient Africans taught us. Further on these definitions of heaven, the aerial heavens or sky, the regions where the clouds and the tempests gather and where thunder and lightning are produced. So we're dealing with the science of the universe and how storms and clouds and lightning and thunder. And when you check the etymological roots of the word Christos, Christ, in the European Greek, it begins with a chasm, a great hole, a great gaping chasm, a hole. That's the ground zero with the dot in the middle, the waters in the original state, devoid of grosser matter, before the Christ transformed those waters into the expanse, mass, material universe that we have today. Then you have next, in the etymological roots of Christos, the second one from the back, from the end, is a word that has to do with the storm, has to do with waters, has to do with tempests, has to do with thunder and lightnings and clouds and waters and storm. This storm time is the Ptah time, the earth mound, disorder, chaos. But Ptah gives birth to Atum. Atum is another word for the pole seed. The pole seed, the light, the Atomos, the Ra, the Christos, transforms, begins to water the universe, expand the waters into the universe. This is the original storm. This is the expansion of the universe, the expansion of the waters of noon through the power of the Christos, the light of the universe from this infinitesimal point. This is what we're looking at when we see heavens. The sidereal or starry heavens having to do with the fixtures of the universe. These fixtures come from the waters. The region above the sidereal heavens, the seat of order of things eternal and consummately perfect, where God dwells and other heavenly beings. So we're looking at the Almighty Yahuwah existing and living, orchestrating the whole of the universe as the system's view of life, Freight Jeff Kopra teaching. and the heavenly beings, the spirit energy entities, giving us to understand the characteristics, attributes, talents of the universe that are in the universe and within ourselves. We are talking about how the whole of the universe is run, how the whole of the universe is constructed and operates. So we're talking about quantum physics and quantum mechanics, the seat of order of things eternal. Now we're reminded of Ha and Ha-Het. Ha is infinite, eternal. And Ha-Het is finite, that which has a time limit. So we want to understand the eternal reality of life so that we may construct the new society, new civilization. The throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. One sat. Let's hear this word in the European Greek.
Strong's G2521, kathemai. Kathemai.
Kathemai is a verb meaning to sit, to seat one's self, to sit and be seated of a place occupied, to have a fixed abode to dwell. In the Old Testament, when you see the word sit, when you see the word inhabitants, that means those who sit on the throne. That's what we're looking at here in this scripture in Revelation in the New Testament. One sat on the throne. In the Old Testament, the word inhabitants is used. So when you see the African Hebrews going after those who are the inhabitants of a particular region, it's talking about the wicked ruling class, ruling families, the wicked judges, the wicked governors, the wicked rulers that the African Hebrews were to overthrow so that the African Hebrews may institute the divine government on earth after having reconstituted and transformed civilization, society, government, constitution, and order into the divine government order and constitution. So the Almighty sits on the throne. The Almighty is the ruler. The Almighty is the one that inhabits this intergalactical universal throne, teaching us that the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families are illegitimate. Only the Almighty sits on this throne, and the Almighty is Yahuwah, and Yahuwah is father and mother acting as one, and Yahuwah is defined as existing and living, and Yahuwah begets and conceives and gives birth to life and brings life into existence. Yahuwah, Hayah, I am that I am. That throne and that one father and mother, Yahuwah, giving life to all, teaching us that if you and I are not working to facilitate life and we sit in a seat of power and influence, then we are absolutely illegitimate. And so this one sitting on this throne is teaching us of life and existing and living. Verse 3, and he that sat was to look upon like a jasper. Oh, I believe we are going to be getting into some serious science. So that, it says he, but we know that Yahuwah, is it Yahuwah or is it Yahushua? We'll go with Yahuwah right now unless we are informed otherwise. Yahuwah, father, mother, existing one, living one. And if it's Yahushua, Yahushua, salvation for all, health, wealth, prosperity for all. But this one that sits on the throne is like a jasper. The word like, resembling, similar to, corresponding with a jasper. Oh, are we going to be getting into something, sisters and brothers? Lord of mercy. Let's hear what the word jasper is in the European Greek language.
Strong's G, 2393. Iaspis.
Iaspis, European Greek word, found under the number 2393 on the Greek side of the European Greek language. This word is feminine. You better get in tune with the feminine, sisters and brothers. Now, this word is defined as jasper, a precious stone of various colors. Some are purple, some are blue, others are green, others are the color of brass. There is one sort which is called Arethusa. Zusa. Isn't Zusa a word, sisters and brothers? The Zusa revival in Southern California of years ago, am I saying that correctly? Azusa? Like to air, and another Crystallizusa, clear as crystal. So Pliny speaks of a white jasper called Astrios, and which he says is Crystallopropinquans, near to crystal, found in India on the shores of Paleine. Now, you have stones, the color of purple and blue and green and brass. And I know that the waters of Noon have these colors. And I know that various gods and goddesses are depicted as purple and blue and green and brass. And so we see we're talking about the science of the universe. Now, Arethusa is air. And so we know the air burst forth out of the egg. We're getting into the deep science of the universe. And I'm praying that the Almighty gets into my mind and enables me to teach this truth such that we can understand it and then go further and perfect this teaching. The air. So we're looking at the air functioning in the universe. And another Crystallizusa, which is clear as crystal, and they tell us that crystals have healing powers. And then we see the white jasper called Astrios. Let me see if I can hit this word, Astrios. White jasper, Astrios. Do I see anything on Astrios? Astrios. I can't see anything right now. I'm coming to the end of this session. I'm going to have to do some research to see if I can see anything on Astrios, but I can't right now. But it says the white jasper, and white is the color of light, and the melanin of the universe, the black touchstone, represented, it looks to me here, by the jasper. The jasper is purple and blue and green and brass. Then you have a white jasper called Astrios. And I see Astrios has within it Aset. And Aset is the goddess called Isis by the Greeks, called Aset by the ancient African Kemites, the wife and consort of Asar Asuru. Aset, the star of Aset. But white jasper, the color of white, white light, the light shines out of darkness. The white light shone through a prism, splinters into seven colors of the rainbow. In between those colors, black matter, dark matter, black reality, the melanin of the universe. So we're talking about light. Then when you go to the root of this word, you get jasper as masculine. Jasper as masculine, as yeshif. Let's hear this pronunciation.
Strong's H3471. Yashif. Yashif.
So you
second entry. Yashif. Yashif.
So you see the feminine. And then you see the masculine. Yashif. And jasper, a precious stone of different colors. If an etymology is to be sought in the Hebrew, it may be from a particular root to be smooth. But the form of the word appears strange, as if it were foreign. Now, I'm looking at the Hebrew and understanding the African Hebrew as coming from the African Kemite and African Nubia and African Ethiopia. So the Strongs can't see the understanding of the etymological root because they don't want to see the Hebrew as an African language. And so they can't see the etymological roots of the word because they refuse to go to Egypt and Nubia and Ethiopia and Kemet, which is Egypt. And they refuse to deal with the African Dogon and the African Twa. But the jasper is feminine, and then the root is masculine. And you're looking at the dark colors of the universe that are the melanin of the universe, and that cause the universe to behave in the way that the universe should behave. This is such interesting science, sisters and brothers, that the one on the throne is teaching us that we must study light, and we must study colors, and we must understand the original state of the universe. Blue, green, and brass, and black, and dark, not evil, but this darkness is the birth reality. Let me try to see if I can see something, sisters and brothers. Let me see if I can see something, sisters and brothers. Arizusa has to do with what? Some of this is very elusive. Arizusa. I can't see anything right now, but when I come back for the next session in the month of October, I'm going to have researched some of this so that we can see even deeper the knowledge and the wisdom and the overstanding of Africa and the science of the universe. So let me go ahead and say Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah Rastafari, Haile Selassie people.